بسم الله والابن ابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. Tomorrow we celebrate the departure of one of the very famous prophets in the Old Testament. النهارده بكره ان شاء الله عيد نياحه واحد من اشهر الانبياء في العهد القديم واسمه إليشع النبي. His name is Elisha. Elisha. Well, actually, Elisha was mentioned in the Old Testament first time in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19. When Elijah was passing by him, and actually he was from a rich family, and they had a big piece of land, and while he was working in his land, Elijah passed by him, and he threw his mantle on Elisha, and then Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah. After that, he said to him, "Let me bid farewell to my father and kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow you." And he did. After that, we did not hear anything about Elisha until the second chapter of the second Kings, book of the second Kings. إليشع هو تلميذ إيليا النبي، وكان من بلد ثرية، من عيلة ثرية، يعني الأرض اللي عندهم كان يمشي كانت 12 تور يحرسوا الأرض دي، فشوفوا بقى هي كان عشان يحرسها 12 تور، يعني هو كان من عيلة غنية. إيليا النبي عدى عليه ورمى الرداء بتاعه على إليشع، ففهم إليشع ان إيليا عايز يبقى تلميذ له. إليشع ساب الغنى بتاعه ومشي ورا إيليا، بس بعد ما راح سلم على اهله وعمل لهم وليمه وطيب خاطرهم ومشي ورا إيليا. كلمه إيليا معناها إلهي يهوى، وكلمه إليشع معناها الله خلاصي. عشان كده إيليا يمثل العهد القديم وإليشع يمثل العهد الجديد. Elijah means my Lord Jehovah and Elisha means the Lord my salvation or the Lord salvation or the salvation of the Lord. That's why our forefathers considered Elijah one of the who resembled the Old Testament, while Elisha resembled the New Testament. The story of the taking up of Elijah to heaven is very interesting story. You read it in the second book, in the second chapter, and the beginning. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heavens, by a whirlwind, Elijah went with Elisha from Galilee. Gilgal, from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Bethel, yani Bethel, yani Beth Allah, means that, if you remember, who called this place Bethel? Huh? Who called? Huh?
Jacob?
Moses? Or Jacob? ما هذا إلا بيت الله هذا بيت الملائكة. After Jacob saw the dream of the ladder that was from earth to heaven, he woke up and he put a column and he poured oil on it, and it was the first consecration of the first house of God. And this place was called Bethel, means Bethel, means house of God. فأول واحد سماه هو يعقوب أب الأصباط زي ما بنسميه, the father of the tribes. An interesting story. Elijah said to Elisha, the Lord wants me to go to Bethel. Elisha said to him, I will go in with you. He said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, as if he was. Swearing. As God lives, and insisting strongly that he would follow Elijah wherever he goes. Elijah went to Bethel, and then went to Jericho, and then went to the Jordan. Look, because we'll continue the interesting story. They came to Bethel, and then Jericho, and then Jordan River. At Jordan River, Elijah was taken into heavens. And in every place, the prophets were telling Elisha, do you know that the Lord will take your master from you today? He said, yes, I know. Keep silent. I know. And he went with Elijah step by step from Bethel to Jericho to the Jordan River. And then Elijah found that there is no way to escape from Elisha. Then he said to him, what do you want from me? Ask me. What do you want? Then Elisha said to his master, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. In verse 9. So Elijah said to him, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Jump. What happened when the Lord ascended into heavens? All the disciples were looking up to heavens, and the Lord was taken from their eyes into heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Elisha was awaking, staring, following Elijah until he disappeared in the world winds. Then look what happened. He took the mantle of Elijah and he said, after the chariot disappeared with Elijah, Elisha said, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. When Elijah was with him, he did the same. They crossed the Jordan. On his way back, he took the mantle of Elijah, and then he said, he struck the water and he said, where is the Lord of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. He took two portions of the spirit of Elijah in this way. Elisha performed the way back of Elisha. Number one, he crossed the Jordan River. Why? There is a great difference between the Red Sea and Jordan River. The Red Sea resembles the world, but the Jordan River resembles a crossing to Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. Why? Do you remember Moses? When Moses crossed with the children of Israel through the Red Sea, they did not go directly to the promised land. They went to the wilderness of Sinai for about 40 years, after which Joshua, who is Jesus, Jesus, crossed, also opened the Jordan River and went or led the children of Israel to the promised land. خد بالك من الحتة دي. عبور البحر الأحمر يشير إلى دخولنا في العالم بس عبورنا بالمعمودية. وبرضو الأردن بس بقى الأقوى في الأردن إنه عبور الأردن دخول إلى أورشليم، لأن لما يشوع عبر الأردن مع بني إسرائيل دخلوا إلى أرض الميعاد على طول في طريقهم لأرض الميعاد. تاني حاجة إن البحر الأحمر ميته حادقة ونهر الأردن ميته حلوة. The water of the Red Sea was salty, while the water of the Jordan River was sweet. So the first means we go after the baptism to struggle here in the world, in the Red Sea, or after we cross the Red Sea, but when we go through the sweet water, we will go to heaven directly. Yeah, but the first thing Elisha did was he crossed Jordan River. And he went back in the same way. And look what happened. Look what happened in Jericho. In Jericho, something very strange happened. When he was in Jericho, the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant. By the way, Jericho means the good smell flowers or roses. اسمع كده. المدينة اللي ريحتها حلو، الزهرة اللي ريحتها حلو، أو الورد اللي ريحتها حلو، أريحة، عشان جاي منها أريحة، أريحية الحاجة يعني حلاوتها يعني. الحته الحلوه. انها بالرغم من ان اريحا كانت pleasant, so my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. المياه رديئة والأرض ناشفة وحشة. فعمل إيه بقى إليشع؟ إليشع said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. Elisha healed the water by salt. He put the salt, and the salt keeps from corruption. And he changed the bad water into a good water, which is the water of the baptism. حول المية الملح الرديئة إلى مياه إيه حلوة. على فكرة الطلبة دي إحنا بنقولها في صلاة الأيام, بنقول يلي خليت إليشع حول المياه المرة إلى مياه حلوة. We say that in the Lacan prayer. يقول إيه بقى؟ So the water remains healed to this day according to the word of Elisha which he spoke. Then he crossed the river, he sweetened the water of Jericho, and then to Bethel again. شوف بقى الرحلة الجميلة اللي بدأها إليشع, ابتدى عبر نهر الأردن بروحين من إيليا مش روح واحدة, وبعدين حول المياه المرة إلى مياه حلوة في أريحة, وبعدين عبر بعد كده. طبعا انتوا فاكرين أريحة دي المسيح عدى فيها مخصوص مش كده ولا ايه؟ فاكرين أريحة؟ أريحة دي حصل فيها ايه؟ زك مش كده؟ أبرأ زكا من مرض الخطية وغفر له خطية. تعالى بسرعة كده نعدي بسرعة على المعجزات اللي عملها إليشع. Let us يعني go through the miracles that Elisha performed, and it was very close, very resembling, very good example to what our Lord Jesus Christ performed. But our Lord was greatest among them, Elisha. He is the incarnate God. Number one, in chapter 4, there was a problem. Chapter 3, there was a problem from Moab to Israel, and there is the king of Moab decided to conquer Israel in Samaria. وكان يهوشافات the king of Judah. To make it short, you can read the miracle يعني later. But what did Elisha do? He said in 16, and he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. he will so deliver the Moabites into your hand. Also you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree. Shuf what happened? Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Okay, لغاية هنا حلو. كويس. زي ما قال إليشا. الأرض كلها اتملت مية. But look, when all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and all that were gathered, and they stood at the border. They rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood, as if the water in the eyes of the Moabites was blood. The water in the eyes of Satan is blood, and he cannot cross the blood. The blood is the sign of salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For us it is water, for him it is blood. He cannot cross to us. And of course, what happened? It's logic. The result is logic. They said, this is blood. The kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now therefore, Moab to the spoil. So when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, and they won the war through the water, which in the eyes of the Moabites became as red as blood. دي معجزة كانت جميلة جدا جدا تشير إلى قوة دم ربنا يسوع المسيح. بالضبط زي عبور الأردن اللي يشير إلى المعمودية. بالضبط كده. Number two. في chapter four. All of us or most of you know the story of the widow of the prophet whom her husband died, and he was poor, and he was debted to one of the bribes, and he wanted to take her two sons unless she paid the debts, the money that her husband owed him. Then Elisha asked her, what do you have at home? She said, just oil, mashat oil, dahmat oil. It's she said to him, number two, maid servant had nothing in the house but a jar of oil. But the jar of oil is ما كانش حتى مليان just كده. And then he ordered her to bring vessels and jars from her neighbors, and to take from this jar to fill all the vessels. She closed her house with her two sons, and they filled all the vessels and jars with oil. It's the power of the oil. It's the power of the مسحة المرون. جاية من مسحة واحدة. مسحة تمسح 36 parts in your body and confirms you with the Holy Spirit, or confers the Holy Spirit in you. دي معجزة كمان عملها إليشا. Another miracle in the same chapter, he arose the sun of the Shunammite woman from the dead. And it was something strange when Elisha arose this lad. When we read in 32 chapter 4, when Elisha came into the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. Listen, please. He went in therefore, shut the door behind him, and the two of them. He prayed to the Lord, and then he went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. What is that? It's the cross. It's the cross. The living God took my body. My eyes he took to himself as his eyes, my mouth, my hands. And he lied on me, laid on me, life on death. And the result was life to me, everlasting life. He gave me life when he is alive, crucified himself on my body, took my body, crucified this body, arose with this body, and gave me death. Instead of, it gave me life instead of death. Hallelujah. That's why we say that Elisha was resembling the New Testament. He was very close to the Lord of hosts, our Savior. In the same chapter, 38, Elisha returned to Gilgal. And there was a famine in the land. Now the sons of the prophets were sitting before him and said to his servant, put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets. So one went out into the field to gather herbs and found the wild vine. حاجة كده زي بسموها ايه اللي هنا دي mushroom. There are some poison kinds of mushroom. It was just a wild vine, and gathered from it a lapful of a wild gourds, and came and sliced them into the pot of stew. There was poison. How did Elisha, we saw the oil. We saw the oil. Now we will see something else. They said to him, there is death in the pots. Man of God, there is death in the pots. Verse 40. And he said, then bring some flour. Flour? Why didn't you take flour? It's the bread of life. Flour here means the bread of life. He is the bread of life. He will give us saving from death, which was in the pot, and give us life through the flour. He took some flour, خدش الدقيق وحطهم في الايه في البوب خلاص راح البويس قدم للناس قعدوا ياكلوا. Another miracle which is very close also, what happened after that? Then a man came from Baal Shelisha and brought the man of God bread of first fruits. التقدمة يعني كانوا زمان بقى الناس ما بياخدوش مهيات زينا كده, احنا بناخد مرتبات وحاجة عز يعني, لكن زمان اولاد ربنا الانبياء ما كانوش كده يعني. واحد جاله الفرخ جابت بيضه ولا بيضتين في الاول يجيبوا لبون، اول مش عارف فراخ فاست يجيبوا كتكوت لبون، مش حاجات كده يعني. وكانت البركات كبيره جدا في حياتهم، بس احنا دلوقتي بنعتمد على امور اخرى. المهم جاب له God bread of the first fruits، جاب قد ايه؟ 20 loaves of barley bread، 20 رغيف شعير، حتى مش يعني مش قمح، شعير حاجه رخيصه يعني. كويس؟ ف إليشا said to the servant، قدم servant اسمه جهزي his name، put to the men، المن كانوا 100، قال له 20 رغيف هيكفوا 100، 20 loaves for 100، قال له بس قدم وهيفيد. He said to him give it to the people that they may eat for thus says the Lord they shall eat and have some left over. The same miracle، بس المسيح عمل ايه؟ 5 loaves and 2 fish and he fed 5,000 plus women and children. Another miracle in chapter 5 that he purified Naaman of Syria. Suryani كان رئيس جيش، was chief of army، and he ordered him to immerse his leprous body 7 times in the water in the Jordan River، and after the 7th time he was healed، and it was also explaining the power of baptism. في معجزة جميلة جدا جدا جدا، the beginning of chapter 6، حصل ايه في المعجزة دي؟ انه كانوا بيقطعوا خشب، وهم بيقطعوا الخشب واحد معاه فاس او بلطة وقعت في الماء، ايرن مرس الموتر، الراجل صرخ وقال له ده انا سالفها هعمل ايه، دي مش بتاعتي دي عارية دي انا سالفها. شوف in verse 6 5، but as one was cutting down a tree the iron axe head fell into the water and he cried out and said alas master for it was borrowed it's not mine. How did Elisha solved this problem. He said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick, and threw it in there. And he made the iron float. Therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. احنا كنا ال 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 the اقول ايه the very heavy load of our sins drowned us in the bottom of the water of this world. But the Lord threw his stick through his cross through the wood of the cross. He came into the world, he came into the waters, and the axe flowed, the iron axe flowed from the bottom to the surface of the water, and we were saved by him when he agreed to be crucified on the wood of the cross. في يوم من الايام ملك كان بيحارب بني إسرائيل، فقال أعمل كمين. كل ما يعمل كمين إليشع يروح يقول للملك إسرائيل الحق دعونا مستخبين في الحتة الفلانية واعتروح 1 2 3 4 تايمز. بعدين الـ 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 الملك اتجنن، هل ايه ده في سباينج هنا؟ Is there any spying? Is there anyone who informs the Israelites where we are hiding? They said no. They have a prophet there and he informs the king where we are hiding, the place where we are hiding. And then he decided to kill him. Then he sent a huge number of people, and then Gehazi, the disciple of Elisha, was very afraid and cried out to Elisha, said, Master, my Lord, the enemies are coming to arrest us and to kill us. And then Elisha said, don't worry, don't worry. And he prayed to the Lord and said to him, O Lord, open the eyes of the lad. And he showed him the other side of the mountain. He saw thousands and ten thousands of angels. And they said to him, do you know that now that who are with us are much more than who are against us? And then he stood. And when they approached him, he said, O Lord, let them be blind. And all of them were blind. And then he led them to Samaria, to the king of Israel. To the king. And then when the king saw them coming, he said, shall I beat? Shall I beat my Lord? He said, no. You beat what you arrest, what you conquer. But I brought them to you here. On the contrary, give them good food and give them what to drink and let them be. Come on, when they arrived the Samaritan, Elisha prayed to the Lord, asking the Lord to heal them again, and they gained back their sight. وبعدين هو عمل لهم وليمة وأكلهم, and he left them in peace, go to their king. As of this time, for a long time, the king of Aram did not fight against the king of Israel. Because of the time, it's enough for us. In chapter 13, Elisha died. Chapter 13, Elisha died. Where we are? Yes. 14. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, Oh my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. Do you remember that? What is that? The same words that Elisha said to Elijah. Elisha said to Elijah. The same words. Whatever you do will be done to you. When you are to go to the people with the same words, you will receive. And vice versa. Elisha died. Chapter verse 20. Then Elisha died, and they buried him The last miracle after his death, is the following. So it was as they burying a man that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. The bones of Elisha, the bones of a prophet in the Old Testament, arose a dead man. This is what the Lord did literally. He stumbled on the stepped on death through his death. He stepped on the death. I hope that it was a summary, quick summary about the life of Elisha and some meditations about him, because I found that some people are afraid of reading the Old Testament, and they prefer also always to read the New Testament. They consider it easier, but if you come into the depths of the Old Testament, you will find the New Testament easily, as we saw now in the life and miracles of Elisha the prophet. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray.
جينا من الشرير المسيح ربنا لك الملك والقوة.